It's Monday, the 30th of June, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Over 3,000 learners in the Comas region will benefit from a three-day career guidance event hosted by the Namibia Qualifications Authority, the Comas Regional Council, and Be Free Youth. Taking place from 16 to 18 July at the Semnioma Stadium, the event targets grades 9, 11, and 12 and offers credible information to help learners plan their futures. Corporate Communication Manager at the NQA, Lina Ndengu, explains.
In September, the grade 9 students will be looking at subject choices where they're going to decide what field of study am I going to go into, and to also just share information on the new field in the industry such as green hydrogen, AI, as well as SN oil. We will be then hosting the grade 10s, 11s and 12. Here we'll be sharing information on the importance of studying at institutions of higher learning that are accredited, sharing information on what will happen if they study at institutions of higher learning that are not accredited, and they might find themselves NQA telling them, after studying for 3-4 years, just throw away your degree.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology, Professor Anisha Peters, presented the country's AI readiness report at the UNESCO Global Forum on the Ethics of AI in Bangkok, Thailand. The report aligns with the global ethical standards. Here she is.
During this forum, Namibia had also launched the Artificial Intelligence Readiness Assessment Methodology Report. Namibia joins over 70 countries who have completed their AI RAM assessment, and of those countries, 28 are in Africa. We had not only launched that report that we had compiled, but we had also participated in various panels and in various dialogues, and we held various high-level meetings. On some of the panels, we were looking at partnerships, equitable partnerships in AI.
In South Africa, the Democratic Alliance in the Free State says it's shocked about a brutal attack on a farmer in the Kestell district. The DA's Leona Kleinhans says the party is calling on government to implement its safety strategy to protect farm owners and workers.
Farm attacks must be declared a priority crime because of the devastating impact on the rural economy and jobs. We wish Mr. Van Biljoen a speedy recovery. The DA will monitor this case and urge speedy arrests and convictions.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have signed a U.S.-brokered peace agreement on Friday, raising hopes, according to Reuters, for an end to fighting that has killed thousands and displaced hundreds of thousands more this year.
This is, an important moment.
The two African countries' foreign ministers, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, signed the agreement in Washington. It pledged to implement a 2024 deal that would see Rwandan troops withdraw from eastern Congo within 90 days. Congo Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba Wagner said the agreement was signed with citizens in the east in mind.
Those who have suffered the most are watching. They are expecting this agreement to be respected, and we cannot fail them.
And India's junior minister for civil aviation says all angles will be investigated when asked specifically about the possibility of sabotage.
While referencing videos that emerged of the crash where the plane appears to lose thrust very soon after takeoff, the comments come as the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is probing the crash. Investigators have started scanning through the black box data for clues. The minister has also claimed that until the probe is over, it would be premature to comment on the cause of the crash. The London-bound Air India flight crashed earlier this month within a minute after takeoff from the western Indian city of Ahmedabad. The incident is the worst plane crash in India in decades, leading to the death of more than 260 people. 241 of them were passengers and crew. Shitish Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.